Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, it's Mark Rawson. I'd like to welcome you to another night of Spiritual Connections Radio. As you know, once a month we have a great guest that comes on to do our show, which is called the Angelina Grace Radio Show. We try to keep it on at a certain time of the month, but sometimes they float around. So as always, if you want to find out when the shows are playing and how to get to the replays and stuff like that, you can go to our website, which is spiritualconnectionsradio.com. And with that, I'm going to go ahead and turn this over to Angelina. Actually, before I do that, I just want to let everybody know we're going to be doing readings on the half hour. And just like last time, me and Angelina are actually going to be playing off of each other. She'll be doing regular readings. I will be doing anything related to romance with my Romance Angels Oracle deck, which I really enjoy using, so I'm really excited about that. And we'll be doing that on the half hour. So if you want to call in for a reading, please call 646-716-9663. And that phone number is actually on our website, and it's also up on Blog Talk Radio. And with that, Angelina, are you there?
I am. Hi, everybody. Thank you for tuning in. Thanks, Mark.
Yeah, it's great having you on. Go ahead.
It is. It's very exciting. I'm very appreciative of, you know, of this opportunity to talk to you and connect with people. Today, I just wanted to touch on and fill into what I'm all about so I can explain more of who or what my intention is with reading angel cards and animal cards. So I'd like to start out by saying with the angels, for me personally and my perception, it's in a way for this guidance to give to people with whatever they may need to know in that moment, for me is that angels are in a way an archetype of ourselves, of our highest potential, of what we have the possibility of being in all these different aspects and archetypes of ourselves. And also along with the animal deck, it's the same thing for me because we've been coming to more of an understanding, at least with the conversations I have, is this interconnectedness, knowing and feeling, sensing that we are all one, the same breath, the same earth, all human, just human beings living their lives. So that connects to the animal world and the animal kingdom in my eyes. So my intention is just to bring forth whatever information needs to come through for the highest guidance possible for the highest number. So this brings me into what it means to be true to yourself. There's many layers in my perception to what it means to have truth or be truth and authentic. It's not, I'm really trying, it's like an onion, the pieces that really aren't you are the layers that fall off that didn't resonate. So it's like the universe is always reflecting to us what we can learn more to love our own hearts and touch the innocence in all hearts by saying I love you one at a time, just changing from within to be of service to others, because I've come to realize in my own journey that's what's important to me. And what really matters is to love fearlessly. Not that there isn't fear and that there isn't danger, but you have the courage and stamina and ambition to raise it to a higher level and see your own truth. And I think along with truth comes the feeling, and our feelings are just that barometer or guidance to tell us what our higher selves or almost the easier path. It's not necessarily always easy. It's not the easiest, and it's not always the way we think it'll turn out. But the humility and taking the accountability along with honor and service to ask yourself, where can I be accountable? Or how can I live more honorably? Being humble and also being of service. And it's a bit of a paradox, which I've come to find in my own experience. It's like, well, you know, we're these individual beings having individual experiences, yet all a part of each other. So how do we balance service to self with service to others? And when at least I'm coming to realize and trying to walk, because it's one thing to talk about these things, and it's another to actually act with act on your innate knowing, or act on your deepest knowing. It's not so much that we're living in the world, it's that we're living for the world and for each other. And we all learn from each other. So me speaking to you all, sentient, everyone that's alive right now, just connecting, is really helping me ultimately as well. And it makes me happy and fills the hole in my heart to give any service that I'm able to, and just to follow our joy. And our emotions show us that, you know, going through what people might call the dark night of the soul, what I've realized personally in my perception or journey is that these emotions showed me of what resonated and what didn't. So the feelings are there for you to feel them, not suppress them with medication or distraction, and that's okay sometimes, but it's better to do it in a loving way, because ultimately when we love ourselves, we're able to love others, and that's what it's really about. I think for me at least, that's important to realize that if we all are one, which I do believe, then it truly is the way that you treat others is the way that you want to be treated, because you realize that we are each other, and love is the only thing that matters in a way. And some of the cards that came through for me today, just to share, is I pulled 4 from the animal deck, and antelope came through, and that's decisiveness to make a decision and take appropriate action. So it's one thing to have knowing, but wisdom is putting it into action in alignment with compassion and your truth. What makes you happy? What truly makes your heart sing? Because when we go, the only resistance that's a part of it is when we feel bad about something, or we don't listen to ourselves or trust ourselves, then that's when the misalignment happens. And that's okay too. It's not good or bad. It's just is. So the next one would be the owl. And according to this paranormal oracle deck, the owl is omens, which is signs. And it says pay attention to signs, because truly, you know, when you open your heart and mind up enough to see that the universe is speaking through us and to us, and the universe is just responding to our feelings. Like I mentioned in the first show, how our emotions can be perceived as magnetic and our thoughts electrical. So the electromagnetism needs a grounding, and, you know, to ground our presence into this, to anchor heaven on earth, is to not be perfect. It's not about being perfect, otherwise we wouldn't grow in this dimension, I believe. So the next one was the lynx, and that's discernment, and that's looking beyond immediate appearances. And everything isn't always what it seems. When we look deeper and have the insight to have the discernment. You know, I was talking about emotions, and it's to have the discernment of, is this good for me? Is this a loving action and intention for myself and others? What are the real reasons behind why I'm choosing to do this? Have the discernment in yourself to know this is, and you just go with the feeling. Your feelings are that compass to guide you where you need to be with what you need to know and have in that moment. And you don't get any less or any more than what you have now in the moment until you're ready for it. And things aren't always what they seem. Looking beyond just the immediate appearances, there's a lot more to just the story. We're not just our stories. It goes beyond. And the last one, of course, which I'm working on, is the hummingbird, and the medicine with the hummingbird is joy. It's lighting up. Like, none of us are, like I mentioned in the first show, we're not getting out of this alive, so don't take it too seriously. It really is. Not to say that it's a game, an illusion to discredit your accountability or responsibility. Even looking at that word, responsibility, it's your ability to respond to your insight, to your intuition, to your feelings, to discern that and then manifest what needs to be manifested. And I've always tried to do everything so perfect, and here being human, it's not that we're perfect, you know. We just do the best we can, and even the most maybe perceived evil people are doing the best they can. And it's just about sharing that love, about truly being that love, and you know, living by example. My grandpa taught that when he passed away recently, is just that he was so honest. He was a very honest man, and he had a sense of humor. Everything was funny, but he never said more than what he needed to say. He always meant what he said. And he didn't talk about anybody or anything. He just took in and soaked the information up. And he didn't make fun of you or judge you or have an opinion about it. He listened to you. He sincerely listened and taught me that. And he always gave to all our family unconditionally. And so we really, it's not so much about how we die or what mistakes we've made. It's how we live, how we decide to live our lives. And touching into that innocence of all of our hearts, because we all have that inside. And it's recognizing that inside yourself. It's enough to say, well, I'm going to love my own heart, because we're celebrating what I'm worth. And celebrating what I'm worth is ultimately celebrating what you're worth as well. To just give that unconditionally, no matter if you receive anything back, just to feed yourself with giving the source. It's not looking for approval outside of yourself or something outside of yourself. It's just celebrating what you're worth and giving to yourself and ultimately giving to others unconditionally. And I find with being humble is surrendering. It's knowing that there's something bigger than you in a way. Maybe not so much that, but humble is just having that surrender and trust. And of course, to have, you know, the manifestation in action, to put that in motion, like energy in motion, your emotions, your soul is calling out for it. It will show you. And honoring yourself in that, honoring your emotions and trusting them, honoring and respecting other people, you know, because you have that self-respect, intuition, and the willingness to align with it. So I think, you know, there's a lot of different aspects to being human. It's we're doing, being, listening, loving, and following our bliss, joy, and love. How do we spend our time, our thoughts, our energy, our focus? What's going on in your mind when someone's speaking in that silence? And are you getting ready response right away, or are you truly listening? And everything I'm saying is things I've come to understand, but I'm still practicing, of course, just like everyone else. And that's where the patience comes in and the tolerance of yourself and others, because we're all the same. But we're all different, and to appreciate those differences because they reflect what we need to know and see. Love is more than just a feeling. It's an energy. The best way I could describe in my journey is just that this unjudgmental love, this acceptance, about letting go when you do accept, because I think all of us as human beings think about and subconsciously know we're going to die one day. And I know people think of it time to time, but really it's how you lived your life. Not how good you were or how much you did for somebody. It's how much love you gave and the intention behind it. It's like ultimately learning to love yourself as well. But did you have anything to add to that, Mark?
Let me find my butt in there. I always have the phone muted, so, and then I'm always scrambling for it. I don't know if I have anything to add to that. I mean, you kind of covered so much there. I wanted to kind of ask you a question, because I know, you know, there's a certain group of people you hang out with, you know, and stuff like that. And I was just wondering, you know, from your perspective, as you understand spirituality, I mean, how much more do you think, and I'll just kind of say kids in your age group, how do you think they are more spiritual than probably most people were over the last 20 years?
Like ratio-wise?
No, I'm just mean to you. Do most of your friends seem pretty wide open and connected, or?
They do in their own ways. I feel they give me, especially the closer ones in my life, give me reasoning and that stability and grounding, because spirituality is such a loaded word, and you can't. It's such a thing to judge someone and be like, oh, they're so spiritual, but it's like we're all breathing the same breath. I'm no different from you. It's just, it's the interpretation and perception of it. And my friends, personally, they're all going with what they need to go through. And, you know, sometimes I have friends that, you know, might not understand where I'm coming from because it's too out of the box. And I think with spirituality, what quote-unquote spirituality is really about becoming and remembering who we are.
Mm-hmm.
And remembering that almost our higher selves and merging with what's true. So excuse me, I'm sorry, different people in my life, they give me that grounding because they're not focusing on, and it takes a lot away from the spirituality game that we play, because it's like, oh, I have to be perfect because I'm spiritual, and it's like, no, nobody's perfect, and even close ones to me are going through what they need to go through for where they're at, and they do teach me a lot. In that regard, but in the regard, sometimes people just aren't on that understanding, and that's okay. It's not any better or worse. It's just the fact that it's different. I think, really outside of the box. So people, one of my good friends also told me that, I think it was even a quote from Elvis that was saying, like, people aren't ready for what they don't understand. They call it crazy, basically. And that's okay, though. You don't scream at a flower to grow. You know, we're all at different points in the process, and we're all growing and learning from each other. Like, that's what I revelate, an idea that came to me today is just that we need each other. We really do need each other. And there's a certain level of independence, but it's only because we need each other. We really belong to each other. And at the same time, paradoxically, to yourself, because you're born alone and die alone. So, but it's what you gave. And my friends are where they need to be. But I reached out to you on this radio show, and I'm so grateful I did. And it's just so that I could connect to more out-of-the-box thinking and really connecting more to our hearts, because our brains go, you know, buck wild sometimes, and I'm learning just as much as you are.
Mm-hmm.
My teachers.
Yeah, I think I was doing a conference out in California a couple of years ago, and there was this editor of a newspaper that came to interview me, and, you know, he was sitting there, and you could tell he, you know, just had a lot of, you know, he was very awakened, you know, he was in his late 60s and just had so much wisdom and everything like that. And I remember him asking me, he's like, you know, who are you and, like, what are you doing and all that kind of stuff. And, you know, he says, you know, what are you trying to be? And I said, well, you know, I'm trying to be a spiritual teacher and I'm trying to be this and that. And he kind of said, you know, there's only two things that you really need to do. He says, you just need to be present and you just need to be. And I think for a lot of us in spirituality, a lot of people that are doing different things, they always feel that, you know, they can get more spiritual if they do more of something. It'd be more yoga or more meditation or or more classes or more of looking outside of myself for the answers, you know. And what you notice after a while is that, you know, and I think someone else, I was trying to think who else told this story, but there was this woman, and she was sitting with this other woman, and they were talking about their spiritual journeys. And, you know, this one woman that was sitting there, you know, she basically said, well, you know, I spent the last 20 years studying at this local center and, you know, and stuff like that, and I've learned some real key lessons about my life. And the other one was like, well, you know, I basically have spent the last 20 years traveling to every ashram, every temple, and everything in, like, 11 countries and everything like that. And they were kind of sharing notes with each other about, you know, spiritually awakening and everything like that. And the woman who had done so much world travel, you know, turned to the woman who had basically almost self-studied and learned by just staying in her hometown. And the woman from the hometown basically said, well, I just basically learned that everything that I need to know is inside of myself. And the woman who had spent all the years traveling and going to all the places and paying for, you know, probably $500,000 in training, and she basically said, you know, it took me 20 years of traveling and $500,000 to figure out what you figured out for free.
It is within, yeah. We do look outside, because it's a separation. We feel the separation, yet it is all within ourselves. It truly is. Everything that we need is already there. It's not outside. And like you were saying, with spirituality, I feel like light workers feel like they have to save the world. And really, the ones that need saving are ourselves first. And then we can live in that everyday life. Because what I was thinking today, even listening to some of the people I listen to and getting feedback and discerning what resonates, he was mentioning how spiritual work is good as long as the intention is to serve and not really expect anything back. It's like anything can be spiritual, everything and anything, brushing your teeth, like walking the dog, like you said, like being, helping people, like being that cashier to smile at that lady or man and say, you look beautiful today, or how are you? And just really connecting and spreading the light that way instead of, you know, trying to do it somewhere or somewhere outside of yourself. It happens and starts, like you said, in your everyday life, the relationships that we have with ourselves and others. That's the the meat.
Well, I think, you know, it's very interesting. I've been doing a lot of theta work, and, you know, that's based on working with people on belief systems. And I had a chance to go and spend some time with my friend David down towards Tampa this past weekend, and he's an advanced theta teacher. And, you know, whenever I get together with him, we kind of spend time talking, and then he'll share something about some of the teachings or whatever he's working on. And, you know, one of the things I even had to clear my own belief system was that there's a separation between what I would call my spiritual job and my technology job. And, you know, it's funny because normally one of the things I see is that whenever I'm coaching somebody, whatever I'm telling somebody is generally something that will fit for me. So, you know, I've been coaching people, you know, and I'll give you a good example. There's this woman, and she basically, she tutors children in school. And she does an after-school program and everything like that. And I was talking to her, and she goes, you know, I just can't wait to get rid of this day job. I'm so, you know, she loves the children. But she's like, you know, I would rather be like, you know, sitting in like a spiritual store doing angel card readings, and then I can finally start my spiritual work and helping, you know, to change people's lives. And I was like, how many kids do you work with on a given week? And she's like, well, you know, they're between the ages of like 12 to, you know, 16. And, you know, I work with probably about, you know, 20, 22 kids a week. And I said, so you don't think you're making any type of difference in the lives of those 22 souls?
Right.
And so I had that same issue myself. I had this whole separation of saying, well, wherever I show up, you know, that's going to be like a regular job, and then I'll go do my spiritual stuff on the side. But I think, like you said earlier, there's a truth in just saying that whatever way we show up, and it can be everything from the cashier to whoever, all of us are spiritual workers. All of us are doing the work, or all of us are bringing the light. And in a lot of situations, one of the biggest things I've seen, I've been doing this project where I've been tracking and keeping track of my prayers and then how stuff manifests in my life. So it's called my prayer journal. And one of the things that I understand, which actually mirrors scripture in a lot of different religions, is that, you know, if you're expecting that if you're asking for a miracle that all of a sudden some beam of light is going to come through the ceiling and drop money on your table, you're going to be waiting for a pretty, pretty long time, right? But generally what you will notice and what I've been able to confirm through my prayer journal is that miracles occur through people, you know, and it's, you know, if you can lose attachment to how you think something's going to show up, it's amazing to see. So if you think of it from the other aspect of things, how many times do all of us go through our daily lives and we feel guided to maybe help somebody who looks like they need some food, maybe take some clothes and donate them someplace, maybe help somebody if they drop something, or, you know, we just all of a sudden feel guided to just do something for somebody. And how many in those situations are we the ones that are fulfilling the miracles of whoever that person prays to or whoever, you know, and stuff like that? So, you know, just showing up and just being present, we're doing light work without even any intention.
Yes. And I just wanted to mention there's this medium. Oh, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Yeah, I was just going to also say, like you said earlier, I think, you know, a lot of people say, well, what can I do to change the world? You know, I feel like I got to go start this huge recycling project or, you know, or something like that.
Which is possible.
And I said, well,
yeah,
which is possible, but the point is that you change the world by changing you inside of who you are. And from that, from just you in the vibration, you know, just if you can even move yourself up a little bit more religiously, a little bit more spiritually in who you are, you'll automatically start to shift everybody around you. And if everybody does that, I mean, how much light can we bring to the world in really shifting everything? So let me go ahead and give everybody your website so they can check you out. If you go to her website, you can go to www.angelinagrace.org, O-R-G. And, of course, she's on every month. And we don't actually have the next date up yet, but we'll get that up on the website, which, of course, is spiritualconnectionsradio.com. We're getting ready to start some readings soon, so make sure you call in to 646-716-9663. It's 646-716-9663. And basically, me and Angelina are actually going to be doing what we did last time, which is tag teaming with each other, doing readings. I'm going to be, it sounds like I've got my belt on with my handguns or whatever. It's like I'm going to be swinging my my romance angel card deck this evening. So I'll be targeting all those romance questions. And which decks are you going to be using tonight, Angelina?
I have my Archangel deck by Dorian Virtue, the two Guardian Angel decks by Dorian Virtue, and then my Power Animal Oracle cards by Dr. Stephen D. Farmer. Mm-hmm. So angels, well, archangels, or guardian angels.
Very, very cool. So now I'm going to give you like a little something to play with while I go screen some callers. So what I suggest you do, give me the names of the decks again that you're using.
Okay. It's this one is Daily Guidance from Your Angels.
Okay. For the daily guidance from your angels, let's see, we're in May. So May, June, July, August, September, October, November, December. So we got 8 months left. While I go screen callers, shuffle your messages from your angels deck, eight cards, put them in order, flip them all, and basically the first card is going to be the messages from the angels to all our audience, either listening now or listening to any of the replays, as a general message to guide us through May. And then when you do the next card, it's just going to be a general message about the next month, the month, 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 all the way through. So you're basically almost going to do the rest of the year as a reading month by month and just give everybody a quick message from the angels about what people should look at. And that'll be lots of fun, and I'll be right back.
I like that. Thank you.
Oh, yeah.
Be fun. Okay. So I have my Guidance from Your Angels by Dorian Virtue Oracle cards, and I'm just going to pull, let's go with just two cards. Okay, let's go with three cards for the month of May and the highest possible guidance for the highest number. See what comes through. May is very exciting. I like the month of May. So springy. Everything's brand new. Okay, so the month of May. I was guided to pull three cards. Okay, cool. So, for the month of May, the cards that came through and the guidance that came through for everyone listening now, future, and past, you know, is for the month of May is to let go of your past or let your past go. It says, the burden of carrying your past around has made you weary, dear one. It's time to set this burden down. Keep only the lessons and the love and leave everything else behind. You don't want it or need it, and it's now gone. So with this card, It's of letting go the past. We're in spring. It's new beginnings. It's really letting what's dead go. Letting it die because it is in the past, and only remembering the love and the lessons from it. That's all we can do with our past, is let it go and learn and love and keep the love from it and let it go. The next guidance card for me is, what do you desire? And I like this card because it has beautiful picture of spring flowers of multiple colors and a girl with angel wings walking through the garden. It says, you now have the opportunity to write the script according to your heart's true desires. Once you clearly decide upon your true desires and know that you are ready and deserving of them, they'll rush into your life as if by magic. So when we come into alignment of what it is we truly desire and follow our guidance with our emotions to show us that and guide us towards what it is we really desire and want, then we're able to see where bliss can take us, and magic really does occur. When you get clear about what you want to yourself and you're honest about it with yourself, to say, this is what I want, and act on it, but get clear about it. And don't rush it, but you, like it said, I thought that was beautiful, how Doreen Virtue phrased that. It's just, you are now have the opportunity to write the script according to your heart's desires, nothing outside of yourself, but truly what your heart desires. And the third one is ask. So we need to ask for what we want, and it is a co-creation. So in this month of May, of new beginnings and spring and just everything being brand new, a new slate, letting go of what's old and letting it die, and seeing what you really want. What is it that you desire? And follow that. And it says for ask. Ask us to help you in this situation, and we will immediately go to work on your behalf. We're governed by many universal laws, and among them is free will, is the free will that allows you to make your own choices and decisions. So we patiently await your request. So the universe is only giving to us what we're, if we're like radio transmitters receiving and giving information, it's what we're giving out that we get back. So when we ask, we could be clear about in this month of May what it is we're asking for, what it is that we desire. Ask for it within yourself and maybe even loved ones and friends that you can get the help from, and to let go of your past. So the main message for the month of May is to let go of your past. Let your past go. What is it that you desire, and ask for it? So.
Excellent. Thank you. Yeah. That's really good messages. Thank you. So let's go ahead and take some callers here. And as we bring you in as a caller, we'll be asking if you have a romance question or just a general question that has to do with anything else. So go ahead, Trish. Trish, you're on with Angelina and Mark.
Thank you so much. My question is around career, wondering if you get any changes.
All right, go ahead, Angelina. Thanks.
All right, nice to talk to you, Trish. Thanks for calling in.
Thank you.
Hey, Trish, what kind of, Wayne, as Angelina shuffles the deck, what kind of energy are you putting out as far as setting the intention on what you're looking for next? Like, if I could create the perfect job for you right this second, would you be able to tell me what you're looking for?
I pretty much would. I like the field that I'm in. I'm looking for more flexibility to work from home, a little bit travel. With obviously what everyone wants is not being micromanaged, and, you know, something that gives me the opportunity to learn something new as well as, you know, utilize what I already know.
Mm. Sounds really good. So it sounds like you have a really good idea of what you'd like to create. Have you started to put some feelers out, you know, as far as an action step to make that happen? Like, have you started to look to see what's out there for job openings? And
I have.
Okay, good.
I updated my resume, and I send resumes out all the time.
Perfect. So, you know, a lot of people are like, oh, I know exactly what I want to create, so I sit in my house and wait for it to show up. I'm like, no, that's not how it works. All right, Angelina, go ahead.
Okay, so for Trish, this is the guidance that came through regarding your career and your questions about it. I pulled from the Archangel deck. Archangel Ariel came through for you, and she's saying, spread your wings. She says, do not hold back right now. The timing is perfect, and you are ready to soar. The second card I got is Archangel Sandolphin, and the message is gentleness. It says, be very gentle with yourself at this time. Surround yourself with gentle people, situations, and environments. The third one is overcoming difficulties, and it says, Archangel Jeremiel, the worst is now behind you, and you are surmounting any previous challenges. So the guidance I get regarding your career is Archangel Ariel is encouraging you to really spread your wings in regards to what action steps you can take to be in alignment with having more flexibility in your job and maybe working from home. And sometimes spirit or all that is or the universe has, you know, we have our agendas of what we think it should be. And sometimes it doesn't always work out like that, but we still go down the path that's needed in the same way that all rivers lead to the ocean. But she's saying have no fear and be bold about how you feel and trust and follow that. Spread your wings. And even as we watch little birds leaving the nest, sometimes they have to try a couple times, and that's okay until you get some air beneath your wings. And that brings me to the gentleness card. That means don't be so hard on yourself. You're doing the best you can. And be more gentle with yourself. Listen to your favorite music. This will inspire you in different ways to get career ideas about how you could work at home. It might be that spirit wants you out and about with people, but if it is that you're working at home, that works too, as long as you're being loving to yourself, you're being gentle with yourself and others, and surrounding yourself with people that love you, situations, environments, whatever that may be. You don't, you know, it's up to you what it is that you want to do and manifest. And then the last one would be overcoming difficulties, which is the worst is now behind you and you're now surmounting any previous challenges. So everything that you've learned up until this point is ushering you into the change that you can make with spreading your wings, being gentle with yourself, and overcoming the difficulty, rising above it, which you have at this point. Now it's just about getting clear about what it is that resonates with you to do as your career.
Got it.
Does that make sense?
It does make some sense. Some of it, I guess I would be wondering, I get the part about, you know, the worst is over. I'm hoping the worst is over. I've had a couple challenges this week, so I'm hoping that's accurate.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I think one of the things that someone taught me the other day, Trish, is that if you can take a look at, like, one of the places you sent your resume that you really like what the position looks like, you're kind of in one point location and your resume is in another, which is, of course, that job that you want. If you can imagine connecting that space with the rainbow and basically attracting and pulling that resume, which, of course, has that job attached to it, into you, you almost want to visualize that. And when you do that, go to a place of gratitude so you can bring love into your heart. Imagine yourself in the joy and happiness and feeling of being in that position, and then let it go and just stand back and see what happens.
Exactly.
Okay. Okay. Well, thank you both so much. I appreciate it.
Yeah, no problem, Trish. Have a great day.
Thank you, Trish.
All right. Let's go ahead. And, all right, hold on 1 second. My switchboard just switched calls around on me. All right. That's really interesting. Okay. Is this Elena? I think I got your name spelled wrong on the switchboard, but that's nothing new if you know Mark's spelling. Hello?
Hello?
Yes. What's your first name, please?
Oh, I didn't know you were talking to me. This is Ellen.
Ellen, yeah. See, it wasn't even close. I got like Elena in here. do you have a romance question? What type of question do you have?
Is it okay if I ask a general question, like, do the angels have a message for me?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Go ahead, Angelina.
Your name is Ellen?
Yes.
Okay.
And what I'm going to do is, I don't know if you're looking for a relationship or if you're in one. So you don't have to tell me. So what I'm going to do is after she's done, I'm going to pull through three romance cards and see what the angels have to say about romance and as it relates to where you are in your life. So I'll let her go first.
Thank you.
And pull three cards for you. Yep. I'm going to go screen a call and I'll be right back.
Okay, so the cards that came through for you, Elena, are cards from my messages from your angels, and the first one is Merlina and Oceana. So the first one is, you are confused and indecisive because you do not have enough information. Do research or seek expert advice before making a decision. And then for Oceana, it's take action. You're in touch with your truth in this situation, and you need to trust your gut and lovingly assert yourself. So with these two cards, the feeling that I get when I pull them is for do a little more detective work within yourself. Look, you know, take time to be silent and seek guidance from others that might have more ideas about your inquiry, whatever you're curious about and expanding on. Do a little more research if you're confused and indecisive about it. And you can have more information to take. And it says before making a decision, so you can have more information about it. And then I think it plays perfect into Oceana because it says take action on this guidance. Take action because you are in touch with your truth in this situation and you need to trust your gut and lovingly assert yourself. Does that make sense to you, Elena?
I guess your interpretation helps. I thought the two cards were contradictory.
Okay, excellent.
Yeah,
so,
and it does seem that way. Because it's
okay,
like,
so I'm gonna
you
go
want me
ahead,
to go inside but take action. Yeah.
Sorry about that, Angelina. Stepping on you there.
No, you're fine.
Okay, so as it relates to romance, let me frame this because I can tell me, are you married, in a relationship, or looking to be in a relationship?
I'd say looking.
Okay, so you're looking. Okay. So the first thing that comes up is it says you deserve love, and it says you are lovable. You know, one of the key aspects from my studies that I've been doing lately on channeling information from Saint Germain about twin flames and soulmates is the best way to attract the best match into your life in a relationship is to love yourself and make a list of the qualities that you're looking for in a partner and then become those qualities. So if you're looking for somebody that has certain things, you really should become that. But the real key aspect is just really, really loving yourself first. And that's really useful for you because anytime you move forward and go from one relationship to the next or go into a new one, you really have to love yourself so you don't go in and create a codependent relationship. So the first card that came up says, you deserve love and you are lovable. The next card that came up was free yourself. It's time to take back control of your life. I think, you know, what this seems to me is that I think for a lot of the different relationships you've been in, I don't know if you really felt free to be who you are and to really feel safe in who you are. Sometimes a lot of people in relationships show up, they don't feel safe about like who they want to be, they don't feel safe to change and grow within the relationships. And, you know, this is kind of really talking about the best way for you to attract somebody into a relationship is for you to be who you are. That means just show up and be yourself. And through that, people are going to want to be with you. The next one that comes up, it says very soon. It says clearly decide what you want so that though it comes to you now. You know, just like we were talking earlier with Trish about the job, you know, the question I always ask people is, if I could create the perfect partner for you right this second, would you know what that is? And 80% of the people that I coach on relationships or anything, they generally will say, you know what, I haven't really taken the time to think about it. And, you know, the universe is really a reflection on our internal representation of who we are. So if you don't know what you're looking for, how would the universe even be able to match you up with somebody? So lots of times the card that normally comes out in readings for people is the guy or the woman sitting in the forest in reflection or meditation. And that generally tells me that it's time for you to take a step back, really think about what it is that you need in a partner, what you want to see happen as your life unfolds as far as your vision, and think about what are the aspects of somebody that would make a good partner for you. So this is kind of really talking about really taking the time to think about it and then put that out there, put that, you know, that idea out to the universe to say, I am ready and this is what I really are looking for to bring into my life, and then just love yourself inside and be yourself as you go around. So thank you.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
All righty. Let's go on here. I'm going to go ahead and bring Judy in. Judy, go ahead.
Yes, I'd like to, a reading on my guardian angels, what they have to say today, please.
Okay. Would you like messages from your angels or daily guidance from your angels?
Messages.
The messages.
Okay. Judy, well, what I'll share with you, and this actually is coming in from your guide, a lot of people don't understand the differences and stuff like that. We have guardian angels, we have angels that are next to us, and then we have guides, and guides are the ones that are basically making sure we're on our game plan and following our life and whatever needs to unfold for us, even though we have free will. And the message that's coming in from your guide is basically saying that it's important for you to have balance in your life, and that is lots of times for a lot of us, we get into situations where we have a tendency where we're either working a lot or we're spending a lot of time in certain areas of our life and everything like that. And the general idea with the messages that comes across is just make sure that you have balance. This could be balance in everything in your life, from every aspect to the way you look at things, to make sure that you're not in any type of extremes or addictions or anything like that. So that's a message from your main guide. Go ahead, Angelina.
Okay, she got Serena and Maya. So it says, I am the angel of abundance. You will receive the money that you need, and God is in charge of how that will happen. Have faith. And then Maya is schooling, study, education, and education will help your life's purpose and personal growth at this time. The angels will guide you and help you with this process. So if you're worried about abundance or money, that's the information I think that ties perfectly with what Mark was saying. What I feel and get is that we get distracted with, it's more like we go through the motions of life, and it's not so much that you're not present necessarily. It's just, like Mark was saying, to be more instead of do more, just being with that. And if these resonate with you and they make sense, Serena is the angel of abundance, and know that the money you need, you will receive, and just hold high intentions and know you are worthy of that money. And also do some research, perhaps some schooling of education of sorts to help you with your personal growth and life purpose at this time. So the angels will guide you through this process with whatever inkling you have for understanding and expanding your knowledge, your personal growth, and abundance.
Oh, wonderful.
Does that make sense? Okay. Do you need any more clarity on that?
No, that's good. That's good.
All right, sounds good. Thanks for calling, Judy. Have a great night.
You too.
Thank you, Judy.
All right. I'm going to say, is this Diana?
Dilana.
Thank you. Yeah. So do you have a romance question? What type of question do you have for tonight?
Yes. Can I ask two questions?
Yes,
one,
you can.
One romance question, and actually why I'm not plugging with relationships, and about a guy that is in Europe, and something about this relationship, and in general, what should I do in relationship? And the second question is about my career. I'm not sure what exactly I have to do. I graduated MBA finance, but now I'm not sure if this is my part, if I have to do this or something else.
Okay, Angelina, why don't you go ahead and take the career question? And I'm going to go ahead and shuffle the deck, and I'm going to answer the romance question. And with that, if you could just repeat your question about the romance question, because part of it cut out for me.
Okay. So the question is about current relationship with a person who is in Europe. And in general, I always something happens with my relationship. And why, what's the problem when I cannot have, like, long-term relationship?
Okay, well, what I'm going to do
is... What should I do if something is, I don't know, is it my problem or I just don't know.
Okay, well, let me
it
do
never
this.
Works out.
Let me do this. I want to answer your question about Europe. And if you go to our website for the radio show, which is spiritualconnectionswithanassradio.com, that's our radio website, you will see a link for markarawson.com. My contact info is up there. Contact me, and I will give you a quick 15-minute free reading because as it relates to your reoccurring patterns and relationships, it's not something I want to air on the air for everybody to hear. So I will take that off there and give you a free 15-minute reading on that, okay?
All right.
So go ahead and make sure to contact me on that. Angelina,
I'm
shuffling my angel deck. Do you want to go ahead and take the career question?
Yes. For your career question, would you like an animal or an angel card reading?
I don't know. I have no idea which one is. What's the difference in...
Okay, yeah, one is just with the animal kingdom, messages from the animal kingdom for your highest guidance, and then the angels. But if you don't have any preference, I'll just pull a deck.
Okay.
Can you pronounce your name again? I'm sorry.
Dilana.
D-I-L-Y-A-N-A. Dilana.
Yes.
Okay.
Hey, Angelina, you want me to go ahead and do the romance answer while you're doing that?
Yeah, of course.
Okay, great. Okay, So I pulled three cards for you. This is related to your relationship with your partner that's in Europe. And the first question that came up is chemistry. It says there is a strong magnetic attraction here between the two of you. It feels very strong. Now, the reason why it feels very strong is actually the two of you actually shared another, I don't know how much you know about past life and all that, but the two of you have actually had another lifetime together in a romantic relationship. So that's the reason why the current relationship now feels very, very strong for you, even though there might not have been a lot of foundation to really come to that conclusion. And so it definitely feels like a chemistry that's there, but I think some of it is skewed because it is influenced by another past life. So you're not really getting a true understanding of what is possible between the two of you because of that. The second thing that comes into play is it says religious factors. It says your love life is influenced by your religious upbringing and your spiritual path. So I don't know if the two of you are on different pages as far as your belief systems. Sometimes you guys can actually be on the same page as far as what you believe, but, you know, you might be more advanced spiritually than this person, and it's not that it's better than or anything like that, but sometimes there can be such a gap between two people that there's no way that you can carry the relationship forward because of it. So, I mean, you can only answer, like, where that's going in that situation. The next thing that comes up, it says releasing your ex. And this actually has to do with some of the energy related to the relationship.
I'm sorry, releasing?
Yeah, it says release your ex. Yeah. It basically means that you ex, your ex-partner. You have a connection to your ex-partner still, and you haven't let go of it. So that's going to definitely influence any new relationship that you go into because you still have a connection and it could
be
just feeling.
You're talking about the person in Europe?
No, what I'm saying is before the person in Europe, there was somebody else, and that person you actually still have a connection to. And it's influencing all your future relationships. So it says, release your ex. The time has come to clear your energy. And a lot of people don't understand that. You know, there's a process to being in a relationship with somebody. There's a clearing process that occurs after a relationship is finished. And lots of times, if you don't learn what it is that you need to learn about who you are or what is going on as far as patterns in a relationship, you're going to keep on repeating them. It's like lots of times I coach a lot of women who have been married multiple times. And, you know, when I talk to them about it, they say, oh, well, you know, it's got to be all these men. And I'm like, well, how many times have you been married? Oh, I've been married about four times. And it's like, well, what's the common denominator here? You know, and it's not that men don't have responsibility, but lots of times there's a common thread or a problem that just hasn't been cleared or learned. So, you know, what the universe does, especially in relationships, is it mirrors for us. So generally, most relationships are about growth. They're about mirroring. It's about growing together, seeing each other. And lots of times what a partner will actually mirror for us is stuff in ourselves that we had to look at or that we have to actually learn from and grow, because lots of times we'll keep on repeating those patterns because we haven't learned them. So there is this whole thing about releasing one of your axes. And I think as far as going any further with that, like I said, just reach out to me through my website, and I'll do a call with you, and we'll talk about your patterns, because there's some coaching and some stuff I can get into that I can't do on the air right now, because I don't want anybody to hear your stuff, okay?
All right. Thank you so much, Okoye.
Okay. Go ahead, Angelina. Let's talk about careers.
So what I pulled for her is, just real quick, is the Archangel Gabriel. She stands for nurturing in regarding to your career and what you can manifest and take action in your own life to do to be more in alignment with what it is you desire. It says, as you nurture a child, you nurture your own inner child. Both activities are important for you right now. So nurturing yourself as if your inner child, the little girl that you still are, that you have within, the innocence, is crying like a baby and it needs attention and nurturing. So nurture yourself, and also in nurturing yourself, you can nurture people and children around you, which will ultimately, they're both important for you right now. The second one that came through regarding your question about career is chakra clearing. That's Archangel Metatron. It says, call upon me to clear and open your chakras using sacred geometry shapes. So just a quick run through, a chakra are energy centers, if you're not entirely aware. They're energy centers within our bodies from the end of our spine to the very top of our head. There's a lot of energy centers throughout the body, but the main portion or guidance that's really important about this card is just clearing your energy. If you can even go on the internet, type in Metatron's cube and imagine this cube spinning at high frequencies with whatever light you call in that's comfortable for you, to clear out all the toxic energies that aren't serving you anymore, to get in alignment with your question regarding career. Which
Archangel said this? You said in the beginning Archangel, the name of the Archangel who said that?
Her name is Archangel Gabriel.
Okay.
And the next one is Archangel Metatron. So nurturing and clearing. The two next card, and so nurturing is Gabriel, clearing is Metatron. And then we have patience regarding your career. Patience is Archangel Jophiel. It says, your dreams are blooming more rapidly than you realize. Still, they need nurturing and patience. So be patient with yourself and your letters to the universe. It takes time for things to fall into place. It's like when we grow gardens, we don't scream at the flower to grow. We just nurture it and give it a foundation to sow the seeds of what we want to manifest, and be patient. The next card is You Are Safe, and that's Archangel Michael. He says, I am protecting you against lower energies and guiding you, your loved ones, and home. So just remember that you are safe in all that you do. Danger is a real thing, but fear is a choice, in the sense that we always have the choice to rise above it and know that the qualities of Archangel Michael are within you, and he's also with you in the way that you are always safe and protected. And the way we guard ourselves against lower energies is just by tapping into our own higher energies, ourselves, that get reflected to others. So the message about career is nurture yourself, clear yourself, have patience, and you are safe regarding your career.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
Thank you for calling in. You have a blessed day.
All right. Sounds good.
Okay,
so
I'll call you back.
Yeah, make sure to go ahead and check out. You can go to spiritualconnectionsradio.com, and then from there you'll find my website is listed as markarawson.com, and all the contact information is there, and you can see all the different services I provide. And reach out to me, and I'll talk to you and coach you through some of the relationship patterns you're seeing. You know, it's always great to have an outside way of looking at things. I think sometimes we get so caught up in whatever we're dealing with. You know, even the best of us, even myself, I have to go to people and get coached and stuff like that. And that's the nice thing about being able to work with each other, is that, you know, we're here to help each other. We're here to, you know, help each other move forward and empower each other, you know. So, Angelina, as always, it's great to have you on. And I'm just looking at the calendar because I'll be updating the website in a minute. And I think our next show is coming up on June 3rd. Which is the first Tuesday in June. So we'll make sure to put that out on the website. And with that, I'm going to say goodnight. Oh, actually, before you go, do me a favor and just pull a single animal card for me, and let's see what animal comes up. I love animal cards.
Okay, the card that came through is Dove, which is Serenity. It says, slow down, pause, and breathe.
Yeah, I know a lot of people have actually coached me on that, because lots of times they say if you ever get in a situation where you feel like things are out of your control, all you have to do is just stop and breathe for a moment. And this also works if you're really angry about something. Just take a couple deep breaths and just let it go. There was a woman who created a painting for me. She's able to look at your spirit, and then she actually paints. And I actually have to have her on for a radio interview soon. I have to go dig up her card, because I keep on seeing her at all the different spiritual expos up in the Pennsylvania, New Jersey area. Just incredibly gifted. And in one of her paintings that she did for me, she had a dove in the picture. And depending on, it was almost like the Mona Lisa kind of thing. If you looked at it one way, it looked like the dove was flying to, you know, it had this sparkling light energy being, which was my soul standing in the middle of a forest. And if you turned and looked at it one way, it looked like the dove was flying to me. And if you turned it another way, it looked like the dove was flying away. And I kind of connected with my intuition and said, well, what does this mean? And the understanding is that when the dove comes to you, it's bringing you blessings and guidance and information to help you with whatever you need in your life. And when the dove flies away, it's saying, follow me. I will lead the way for you.
Oh, that's beautiful. Perfect ending. Thank you so much, Mark. I appreciate it. I had such a good time, and I enjoyed this. Until next time, blessings to all.
All right. Good night, everybody. You've been listening to the Angelina Grace Radio Show on Spiritual Connections Radio.
Thanks, everybody.